Brought together by the COVID-19 pandemic and the devastating challenges to immune-compromised artists in so-called Australia, New World Daughter are a vivacious duo who create conceptual work that incorporates performance, photography, video, music, voice, sound, drawing, painting, costuming, and more, making dreamlike surrealist works that weave histories with new futures. Self-described as gender non-conforming, queer, disabled, and First Nations women who are also artists, we introduce to you on 2SER Breakfast, you and Elder, Bianca Willoughby and Wiradjuri woman Willowra Kirkbright Burney, known as New World Daughter. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast. How are you going?
Hi.
Sorry,
fantastic.
That I,
thank you.
Sorry that I stumbled over your biography there. There's just too much to get through.
That's okay.
and might I also begin by saying happy NAIDOC week. The theme this week is get up, stand up, show up. What does that theme mean to you, New World Daughter?
So for me, my ancestors from Yuin Nation, my main ancestor was a very important woman in her community in the 19th century. However, our family was assimilated, and for me it's about reclaiming my Aboriginality, which was taken away from us, our cultural knowledge was taken away from us. And it's really important for me to now celebrate my Aboriginality.
Willoughra, how about you?
For me, it just means, you know, that old-fashioned expression, which is really important and really true, of standing up for something, you know, so you don't just believe in anything. That's what I believe. And for me, it's also about celebrating our culture as well as actually being honest and real about what's happened in the past.
Word. New World Daughter there was a lot that I had to get through as part of the biography. Did I miss anything else out there, or how would you describe the work that you're creating as New World Daughter?
Our work is it's contemporary Aboriginal artwork, but we are always...
You're there. Can you give me a quick 1-2-1-2?
1-2-1-2.
Oh, you're back. Tell us what inspires your art and practices as New World Daughter?
We love cinema. We're very much intersectional feminists. We love basically combining things that you wouldn't expect to make fun, campy, atmospheric work that often has a kind of hard-punching message underneath.
Oh, I like the sounds of that. And if people wanted to check out your work as New World Daughter, where would they go to do so?
New World Daughter on Instagram. You can hashtag that if you look at us, follow us there. And we're also, you can find examples of our work on Vimeo as well.
Yeah, and we've got a website that we're just doing some work on at the moment, and we're looking forward to doing some international work next year. As well as doing some local exhibitions both here and down the coast in the future.
Excellent. Well, I'm really worried about this phone dropping out again, so I want to wish you both a happy NAIDOC week. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Any final thoughts to celebrate the week and just indeed sort of your life and experience as First Nation artists?
Just to listen to Aboriginal people, listen to survivors, listen to Aboriginal women, because we have a lot of important knowledge that is really vital right now.
And I think essentially this is, you know, the grassroots communities level, like speak to us, consult with us. A lot of things are done, we feel, like people acknowledge country, et cetera, but then they forget at the coalface to kind of bring us into the conversations as well.
Yeah. So the more we can work together, the better.
Bianca and Willoughra, it was a pleasure to have you here on 2SER Breakfast, and I can't wait to have you on again. Enjoy the rest of your NAIDOC week, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you.